honor to God today, and to each of you, praise God, who pressed your way out today. Thank God for just what he's doing. Praise God, in all of our lives, we appreciate him so much. Praise God, he's opening doors for us all and making ways, and I'm glad about it. Thankful to him for everything. All right, we're going to begin prayer. Praise God. Before we start ministering the word. All right, let me pray here. Heavenly Father, we honor you for who you are, God. We're so thankful, grateful for another first Sunday of the month, heading into the fall of our year and then on even to the winter. And God, just lift up this whole nation before you, God. Ask that you touch everybody, God, in the name of Jesus, including our president and his wife. Pray, God, that you would touch them through this COVID issue, oh God, and everyone who's been affected, especially those, God, who've lost loved ones through this. And I pray, God, that you would bless us all, God, to get through this pandemic and, God, get back to something similar to normal so that we will be able to hug and touch each other and just worship in the normal way. I miss that, and I ask you to help us to do that, God. Now, I ask you, God, to anoint me today, God. Cause my mind to be alert, God. I pray, God, that you'll speak through my lips, God, in Jesus' name, and cause the people to be encouraged, everyone to be uplifted, so no one's coming would be in vain today, but they will receive, God, what they have need of. And all these blessings, God, I ask for in your name, and I thank you in advance, God. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap, if you would. Make a joyful noise. All right. Praise God. All right. Well, we're going to get into the word. Glory to God. I'm trying to use a little technology today. Praise God. My scriptures that I want to be alluding to. Oh, I have on my iPad. Well, I'll tell you this. No, here we go. My iPad for a moment was upside down. Glory to God. All right. All right. The thought that I want to give you all today is a thought that says, are you part of the 90 or the 9, 90% or the 9, or are you a part of the 10% or the 1? All right, we're going to go to the book of St. Luke. Upside down here, I'll be okay.
As he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee.
Mm-hmm. Continue to read.
And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed.
All right, continue to read.
And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God.
All right.
And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan.
All right.
And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.
All right. So here we find there were 10 people who had leprosy, which was a terrible disease at that time. not only was it something that afflicted a person's body, but it also made them outcasts where they couldn't come into certain places, certain areas of the city. Praise God. And they say that disease was so powerful that it would actually eat off parts of a person's body. So there they are, 10 of them, and they come to Jesus and saw Jesus and heard about his reputation, and they asked him to have mercy on them. Praise God. And all Jesus told them for them to go their way. And as they went, they were cleansed. Praise God. But only one person came back to give thanks. And the 90% or the 9 just went on, kept on going. But the 10% or the 1 came back to say, God, I'm thankful. And what I want to bring out to us today is the importance of being thankful. Now, in the scripture, we see that he said that that one, and another thing I point out is that he was going to the area of Samaria, which was considered the ghetto, if we might put it that way, the ghetto. It was an area that wasn't the hoi polloi and the affluent people. Praise God. And the individual that came back to him was a Samaritan. Praise God. And I think it's a shame when folk, praise God, who really aren't necessarily connected to God, praise God, will come back and give God praise when you can't hardly get the folk who's supposed to be saved to even say, thank you, Jesus. We're living in an age, praise God, where it seems like people just don't think of saying thank you. I grew up with a thank you and a yes, ma'am, and a yes, sir, and a no, ma'am, or a no, sir, and a please. If you didn't say that, then normally, you know, if you were in striking distance, you would probably get popped. At least you will get scolded and told. You know, but now it looks like we just take things for granted. We don't seem to think, praise God, how important it is to say thank you. Sometimes we take folk for granted. Praise God, right in our own family. We take people for granted. My wife and I, we tease each other all the time. And I tell all the time, you just don't treat me right. You just don't treat me right. If somebody else come and you fix them a sandwich, and I might get one. And then she tells me, says, no, you don't treat me right. You put everybody before me, but we're just really teasing each other. But it is really important not to take anybody for granted. Praise God, to recognize and realize that it is important, praise God, to say thank you. It don't hurt to say thank you. It don't hurt to say I appreciate that. People don't have to do that for you. Glory to God. Take some husbands, some wives, some of them, they are almost in war with each other. Praise God. And they, you know, everybody gets treated better, praise God, than the people at home. You know, your children as they grow up, praise God, sometimes they think mom and daddy, you know, they treat everybody nice but us. Praise God. But that's not our intention. But sometimes you think about it. I've thought about it. I said, Lord, you know, I probably could have done a lot better as a dad. Praise God. Let my children know how much I appreciate them. Now that they are grown, praise God, I really, 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 really thank God for them. I thank God for my precious daughter, my firstborn. Praise God. And I see how God has just blessed her. She's excelled about everything she's ever done. Praise God. Got a beautiful family. Thank God for the grandchildren. Praise God. And thank God she's here today. I just want to let her know today, baby, I appreciate you. I want the world to know Glory. I thank God for Kelly and Michelle. Mitchell. Merritt. But I do thank God for it. I thank God for, you know, recognize and realize how important it is for us to begin, praise God, to have a better attitude in what we are doing as far as showing people thanks. Wives, all of you who are married in here today, praise God, tell your husband today. Make sure you tell him today. Honey, I love you. Now, you may have to say it by faith, but say it. And if he doesn't respond back to you, well, I love you too. Don't worry about it. Praise God. God's going to help him along the way. Glory to God. All right. Let's go to the next scripture I want to go to. And I only have 5 points or 5 scriptures that I've gotten written down. So I don't think we'll be long today. But let's go to the next scripture. And it's in Psalms, 100 Psalms. I think they've got Timothy down there, but I want you to go to Psalms, if you would, please. The 100th division of Psalms. Yeah, there you go.
For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting.
The Lord is what?
Good.
He's good. Uh-huh. Read
his,
on.
His mercy is everlasting.
Uh-huh.
And his truth endureth to all generations.
To how many generations?
All.
To all generations. He's good, and his mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. Continue to read.
That's the end of 100 Psalms.
No, that's more than that.
Did you want me to read the whole?
Yeah, just read the whole thing. I have to put all of them. I think they just probably didn't get it all. I have one through five. There's only 5 verses.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Now, we're supposed to make a what kind of noise?
Joyful noise.
Act like you happy.
Amen.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
All ye lands.
Everybody, all ye lands. Uh-huh.
Serve the Lord with gladness.
Serve him with gladness.
Come before his presence with singing.
Come on into his presence with some singing. Almost thought Sam Cooke was here this morning. I heard Andre, well, that's that boy singing pretty decent today. What he had to drink this morning, he was holding a tune and everything. I guess he was just happy in his soul, and that just came out in his voice. Praise God. I was back in the office. I said, that sounds decent. Sounds good. Praise God. But we ought to come into the presence of God with some singing, some happiness, telling God, God, I thank you for waking me up this morning.
Yes.
I thank you for being clothed in my right mind. Thank you for the activities of my limbs.
Yes.
Praise God. And me and Brother Al, praise God, he's older than I am. I'm talking about Alan Turner now. He got me by 2 days. He was born the 18th of November. I'm born on the 20th. Just give you those dates out, so you know. But anyway, praise God. But he and I, we've been through a whole lot of stuff. But I thank God that we are able still, as Pastor Cody says this all the time, said to be able to walk in and not be rolled in.
Amen.
Glory to God. I appreciate that. I'm glad not to be in a wheelchair. No, I don't feel like running through troops all the time. Now, I definitely don't feel like leaping over walls. Praise God. But I do feel pretty good to be 75.
Amen.
Praise God. I was ministering to somebody the other day, and they said, you look so good for 85. I said, no. I said, I'm not 85 yet. Glory to God. But I am. I'm thankful to God. You know, I've moved a little slower than I used to. Praise God. Have to take a little time. I don't drive as fast as I used to. Praise God. I even slow up when the caution light comes on. Caution used to mean to me, speed up and get over there before it turns red. It don't mean that to me no more. I slow down. But I'm glad Praise God, to be able to do what I'm able to do. Praise God, at 75, close to being 76. Praise God, I'm able to put my clothes on, and praise God, and clean myself up and not have to have anybody to help me in those lines. It's a blessing.
Amen.
Glory to God. Somebody, when you're young, you think, yeah, well, hey, yeah, okay. And yeah, I remember when I thought 40 was old. Glory to God. But guess what? If you're 20 now, 40 is real close, sweetheart. Glory to God. And the thing about it, you better start really taking care of your body now. Make sure you do what you need to do. Take the proper rest. Praise God. Don't burn both ends of the candle, so to speak. Praise God. Take some proper rest. So as you grow older, praise God, it will be, praise God, not so hard on you. Excuse me, honey. Go ahead and read.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Enter into his gates, the place, praise God, where the entrance is, so you can get in and begin to talk to God. Enter his gates with thanksgiving.
And into his courts with praise.
Into the inner sanctums. Into his courts with praise. Thanksgiving and praise. Read on.
Be thankful unto him.
Uh-huh.
And bless his name.
Be thankful unto him and begin to bless his name. Okay, read.
Last For the one. Lord is good.
For the Lord is what?
Good.
He's what?
Good.
The Lord is good. Uh-huh.
His mercy is everlasting.
How long does his mercy last? Forever. His mercy is everlasting. Read.
And his truth endureth to all generations.
And his truth, praise God, stands the test of time. So every generation, his truth endures. All right, let's go to our next scripture. Praise God. And that's 2 Timothy. Chapter 3.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
Now here's, he says, what's going to happen in the latter days. Men will be lovers of their own selves. Uh-huh.
Covetous.
They'll be covetous, and they want something that belongs to someone else.
Boasters.
They're boasters. Always, praise God, lifting up themselves. Narcissistic, praise God, think only of themselves, want to always talk about themselves, praise God. That's the spirit, he said, would happen in the latter day. Read on.
Proud.
They would be lifted up in pride.
Blasphemers.
Always speaking, praise God, in a blaspheming way about the things that pertain, praise God, to the things of God. Read.
Disobedient to parents.
They would be disobedient to their parents. I was sharing with a good friend of mine. And I tell you what, I mean, it bothered me, but I understand his age. But this is his daughter and his granddaughter. And the daughter, I think she's in her 40s now. I'm sure she's somewhere in her 40s. And she's got a young teenage girl who's about 14. And he said, they were going somewhere, and they don't live in Muncie anymore, but they had come to Muncie. And they were doing some things, and the little girl didn't want to do what the mama wanted her to do at that particular time. So in order to show she didn't want to do what her mama wanted her to do, she just began to cuss her mama out. And then on top of that, was actually trying to fist fight her. Glory to God. And my friend said the daughter called him, and he got up there, and he told his daughter, said, leave her. Leave her right there, right in the street. Let's let her stay there. You and I are going to go somewhere. And said, look, you going to leave me? Yeah, I'm going to leave you. Praise God. But now if it was me, it'd be a little different story, because I'd be done try my best to knock her out and ask Jesus for some strength. You ain't going to just cuss me out. I'm not going to have that. Glory to God. But that's the spirit. This is the spirit. Praise God. When you when you let children just do anything because they're so cute when they're 2 and 3. But remember, they're growing up.
Yeah.
Praise God. And you, because I had another friend. This person's dead now, but I grew up with her. And I remember I was at the park several years ago. And her grandson was in the park. He's about 3 years old, cussing. And she's just laughing. I'm thinking, well, do you understand? If he cusses at 3, what are he going to be doing at 10?
Yeah.
Glory to God. But to her, that was cute. No, it's not cute. It's not cute. Praise God. You have to stop that child and train that child. That's why God gave you children, so you could train them up in the way that they should go. Praise God. They might understand how important it is, praise God, first of all, to be kind, praise God, to be, in a sense, praise God, mannerly, praise God. You can get so much done. You can get so many blessings when you learn how to be mannerly.
Hallelujah.
Just saying thank you.
Amen.
I appreciate that. Praise God. But now this girl comes eventually. No, they went back to home, and I don't know what really all this happened. But he and I were talking about we were talking about growing up our own lives. He's a couple years older than myself. Talking about, there's no way the devil can make us do that. I wish the devil had told me, go slap your mama, cuss your mama. I said, oh, you fool? Who you think you? You ain't going to get me killed. Well, I know that's what's going to happen. I remember I was real young I'm on a rabbit trip right now. But I only got 2 more scriptures to deal with, so we won't be all day. But I remember one time I was at church. I'm going to give you what I said. I didn't cuss. But I had a guy that came out of town, and he told me something I could say, and it sounded like you were cussing, but you really weren't cussing. But if you say it fast, it sounds like you're cussing. I thought that was so cute. You know, we left the church, and I'm coming home, and I said it. My mama turned around like a fierce lion. Whoa! What you say, boy? Boy, you talking about slowing those words down? I slowed them so far down that she had to know exactly what I said. And even when I said, you don't say that no more. Yes, ma'am. Then anytime, if you're going to let your child, you know, why do you have a child? What's the purpose? You're there to train that child. Do you know, glory to God, they're going to meet somebody, praise God, in this life. Praise God, that will beat them straight down. Now, I'm not trying to knock the police here when I say this. Praise God, we got good policemen. Let's remember that. We got good police. It's good to see a cop when you need one. I appreciate the police when I really need a policeman. Now, sometimes they anger me too, but for the most part, most of them are good. Praise God. But baby, you know what? Those are the bad cops. They will beat you down. And you don't even have to get smart with them. But get smart with one of them. Better they'll beat you straight down. So what I want to teach children and children's children, how, praise God, not to make a situation worse than what it is. The Bible says, a soft answer turns away wrath. And a lot of, sometimes these cops, now they're under a lot of pressure too. You know, I know that. You know, because folks are shooting at them too. You know that, don't you? They're ambushing police people. You know, yes, they call you out on the, you know, to come and help them, and they're around the corner getting ready to shoot you as you come around the corner. So, yeah, they're nervous and they're scared. Praise God. A lot of stuff is going on. Praise God. And they are afraid. But a soft answer will help them. If you treat them like you want to be treated, most of the time, you won't have any problem with them. My point is this. Learn how, praise God, to do what you're supposed to do in the right way. And let your children see that so they'll know how to act. And so then you train them and tell them, so that they will have a whole lot better, praise God, issues in life, praise God, than somebody who's not been trained. Even in school, praise God. Don't try to be the class clown. Praise God. Be the one that the teacher likes. No, be the teacher's pet. If you can. Oh, I know that doesn't always seem good for everybody, but the teacher's like, because the kid's going to teach and all that. But guess what? I'd rather be the teacher's pet, praise God, than the teacher's problem. Because one thing about when you're in there, you're learning. And that learning that you're getting is going to help you as you move on in life. Okay, I'm done with that. Let me stop there because I got a couple more stories that's coming to mind, but I ain't going to tell them today. All right, are we finished there?
Unthankful, unholy.
Yes, unthankful. Those two things come together, unthankful and unholy. You cannot be holy and not have thanksgiving in your heart. If you're unthankful, you're going to be unholy. You're not going to be a righteous person, praise God, correctly moving in the things of God. If you have a spirit of unthankfulness, you're not thankful for anything that anybody does for you. There's something wrong with your relationship with God. Don't tell me that you're saved, praise God, but you can't get along with anybody. And I'm saved, sanctified, filled with your Holy Ghost, and I speak in tongues and to give me utterance. Okay, but are you nice? Are you kind? Sometimes people don't want to deal with the old folk. Well, I understand why some folk don't want to deal with some old folk. Because some old folk are just mean. You were mean when you're young and you're meaner now. And you're mad that you can't do what you used to do. But if you were kind when you're young, you're kind when you're old, people don't mind being around you. For coming around you and talking to you and bringing you some cookies and some milk. Whatever they think you are able to eat with your teeth falling out and everything. All right, let's go to the next one. Where we at? Isaiah. Let's turn to Isaiah, please, number 4. I'm about done, y'all.
To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion,
uh-huh.
To give unto them beauty for ashes.
Beauty for ashes. Where things are burnt up, messed up. God said, I'm appointing, praise God, something that you can understand. I'm going to appoint unto them that mourn, that are going through. I'm going to give unto them beauty for the ashes.
The oil of joy for mourning.
I'm going to give them the oil of joy for their mourning.
The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
And the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
That they might be called trees of righteousness.
Trees of righteousness.
The planting of the Lord.
The God's planting.
That he might be glorified.
All right. So here he says, I want to give them a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. No, in our modern days, let's just give them a couple pills. You want, take some pills for your anxiety. Now, I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying you can't take a pill. Some of y'all need pills, and I know that. But I'm saying that pills are not totally the answer. Many times what you do need, praise God, is start praising and thanking God for what you do have. Stop looking at what you don't have. Thank God for what you do have. And oftentimes, that spirit of heaviness will get up off of you. You know, as the Holy Spirit had given me this message, I've been listening to Derek Prince. Some of you young people probably don't know who he is. Excuse me, he's dead now, but he was a powerful, powerful man. Great anointing in his life, praise God. And I got YouTube on my TV, and so I was checking my YouTube up, and there's another guy I listened to quite a bit, it's an African brother. But anyway, I saw Derek Prince. I said, let me check him out. I hadn't heard anything from him in a long time. I got a whole lot of his ministry's messages. And this particular time, he was talking about, this man has done something, everything. He finally became a U.S. citizen, but he wasn't born in America. He was born in India. And he was saying that he went all around the world, so to speak, even as a youngster. Praise God. But as he came to America, and he got saved at a young age, and he was saying all the things God used him, cast out demons, people, healed all kinds of stuff happening in his ministry. He said, but he constantly had to deal with depression. He said depression would just come on him, look like for no reason. And he had to fight that thing, come against that thing. Seemed like he was always going through. And he said, but what happened? The Lord gave him that scripture. He said, he looked at the scripture, and he recognized, he said, God, he's given me a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And let me tell you something again. I'm not against people taking pills, but I'm going to tell you, the thing about pills, for the most part, y'all ever seen these advertisements, they're talking about a pill to fix this, and toward the end of their commercial, they've got the side effects. If you feel, you know, you feel hardness in your throat, you feel your eyes bulging out, you feel your heart palpitating, you probably need to go to the doctor. By the time they get to talking about what all could happen to you, no, I'd rather not take the chance. And so some of those pills, I'm telling you, what they can do, even if they do help you, sometimes you become dependent on them. And you don't hardly know how to make it without using them. But God has a better way. And again, I hope you understand what I'm saying. I'm not telling you, just Brother Mitchell said, get off all them pills, throw them away, and just trust God. Please don't do that. Go as the Holy Spirit would lead you. Don't throw them all away, honey. Because sometimes you really need them. And they really help calm you down. But what I'm saying is, you know, begin to seek God and pray so that God can give you, praise God, another way to handle that. Oh, God. You know, I won't go into this whole testimony, but a young girl was telling me, and her mom was telling me about some stuff that she had went through when she was young. But she said what God showed her to do, to change the girl's diet. And then she said, what she started doing also, she said that when she go to the store and buy something, she literally reads the labels, find out what's all in here. And you find out a lot of stuff, praise God, you don't need to be taking yourself or giving to your children because all this stuff is in it. So a lot of things, praise God, even sometimes these vaccinations, I'm not saying you should never get one, praise God, I got them when I was a kid, but I don't get no more. Take the flu shot. No, thank you. I haven't had a flu shot since I've been an adult. Praise God. I was in the Army. Now, when I was first in the Army, they made you take the shot. You had to go through a line, and they had these guns and popped you like that. Praise God. But when I got out of the Army, you could choose it. And again, I'm just talking about war. So I'm not trying to tell you that you ought to do this because some of you need to take the vaccination and stuff. But I'm telling you, if you take a vaccination, pray before you do. Because some of the vaccinations are giving you to the disease. Now, my wife knows, she takes all that stuff because she's a nurse. She thinks she has to, and she does it, and that's wonderful and sweet. She tries to get me to do it, but I still refuse. We've been married 46 years, and I've never taken a flu shot. She says, well, I'm going to take mine. Taking the moment, go right ahead, sweetheart. I'm not taking nothing. I'm not, because now she told me they don't have the flu in the shot anymore. But they used to have the flu in the shot. I'm well, but you're giving me the flu with the shot. And I may or may not get the flu to the point it's going to set me down, but you done gave me the flu. And I know what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to build up antibodies, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I'm trusting the antibodies already there. Don't give me the flu to keep me from getting the flu. That don't seem sensible to me. The only time, you know, after I got married, I ended up going back into the, in fact, me and Brother Tommy was in it together, in the National Guard. And so they make you take the shots. But Alan, I said, I'm not taking no shots. So I figured out how not to take it. I got in the line where they were taking the shots. And as they started shooting the brothers, the other line was coming around who had the shots. And I just switched lines. And so I never took a shot. Glory to God. But back to, excuse me, back to Derek Prince. He was saying he was drunk. He was saved, being used by, mighty by God. He had the spirit of depression would come on him from time to time. But he said when the Holy Spirit gave him that scripture, he said it ended. He said he saw the key to keep him from being depressed. Put on the garment of praise. What does that mean? Start thinking about something God has already done for you. Give him praise for it. I know all of us have went through stuff that we didn't think we were going to get through. I look at every woman out here who's been pregnant, had a child, praise God. I know somewhere along the line during that pregnancy, a few of them don't have all the pains, but most every woman has the same testimony, praise God, who's had a baby. It hurt! I always tell the story about our first baby, Kelly, when she was born, and I'm trying to be the sympathetic, the wonderful husband, going to hold my wife's hand through this whole thing. My wife's going to know I'm with her. So when she was going through the pains, I let her hold my hand, the ring hand, my wedding ring hand. I let her hold my hand. She squares my hand so until her and I both were, I wanted to holler louder than she was. I didn't know if nobody could have that much strength. She just left a print in my finger. And then when that pain left her, she didn't get the hand again. I said, there's got to be another way for her to squeeze on something. And I said, those bed rails would be good for her. Hold on to them. So I know, you go through because of, and so sometimes you ought to just thank God, God, you brought me through that. You brought me through that pain. You helped me through it. That's just an extreme thing, but there are many, many things that God has done in our lives. And if we will go back in our minds, we can remember what God has done. Put that garment of praise on. Begin to thank God and praise him because of the things he has done. Praise God. There's no sense in having a pity party. No sense in blowing up your pity balloons. Praise God. Because guess what? Everybody don't want to come to your party. Some people, they'll be there for a little while. Brother Mitchell, you need to get, God bless you, Brother Mitchell. Yeah, I know you want to throw so and so and so. That's the first day. Praise God. Brother Mitchell, second day. Third day. Brother Mitchell. Now, you saved? Yes, I'm saved. Well, you need to get a hold of God. Man, I don't know how I feel. I heard that. Keep that up. They won't even come back the fourth day. They're going to let you be on your own. You want to cry? There's a whole lot of folks that have been through what you've been through, and they have made it through it. Now, don't get me wrong. The pain, praise God, is personal to you, and you have to get through it, praise God, the way you're going to get through it on your own, praise God, level. But, baby, you're going to have to put on the garment of praise somewhere along the line. You're going to have to begin to tell God, thank you, Jesus. I appreciate you, God. I love you, Lord. And start thinking about things he's done in your life. Think about the things, praise God, you asked him to do, and he came through for you. And then next thing you know, your mind is off, praise God, the pain of the issue, praise God, now it's on, praise God, the things that God has done. And those things, praise God, when your mind begins to switch, it helps you. Do you know your mind controls much of what goes on in your body? If you can think properly, guess what? You're going to heal quicker. Amen. If you can think properly, praise God, it's not going to be as long a process, praise God, to get through what you're going to go through. And again, I look back, praise God, at the scripture we started with. Do you want to be part of the 90% or the 10%? The 9 or the 1? I want to be part of the 1. I want to be the one to come back and say, God, I thank you. I was a leper, praise God, but I thank you. And I come back to let you know I appreciate you. I came back to let you know, God, I'm thankful for where you brought me from. I'm thankful for what you've done in my life. Alan, all I got to do sometimes is just lay down and think about, thank you, God, that I don't have to have no wild Irish rose to get chilled out tonight. Thank you, God, I don't have to smoke no reefer, praise God, to get myself in another position, another place. Glory to God. Thank you, God, I can lay down and give you praise. Excuse me, get through whatever I'm going through. Glory to God. Now, I know I'm coughing a little bit. I don't have COVID, y'all. Okay? Know that. I'm fine. But glory to God. So God wants us to learn how to praise him. Because praise will get you through. So he said, I've given you a garment of praise. And it's for the spirit of heaviness. So Derek Prince said that when he got that scripture, got a hold of that, even though God had used him anyway. And, you know, anytime God's going to use you, praise God, bless you, then devil's after you. Oh, yeah, he's after you. Now, don't be in the ministry, praise God, and have a word from God, trying to give it to the people, praise God. And once you give it sometime, or even before you give it, the devil going to fight you so hard. Once you give it, he's going to fight you hard. Praise God, it'll make you feel, because sometimes, I preach, I leave, praise God, I thought, shoot, I didn't do nothing. But it's nice to have somebody say, Brother Mitchell, I enjoyed you. Some people, well, I just didn't think to say, sometimes it's good to hear that. Because the devil's telling you, did nobody get nothing out of what you said? You might as well quit preaching. You're pitiful. I have to fight through that until somebody said, my wife usually is the one. Honey, I enjoyed you. Well, I'm so glad I married you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. And sometimes you eat, and darling, sometimes you might have a little soup to give me on top of that and a couple crackers. But it's important that we learn, because sometimes people, they might have enjoyed, but they're not thinking to tell you that. And sometimes in your own self, you're going to have to praise God for yourself. Sometimes I've been fault, like I was telling you, and then sometimes people, they'll come to me 2 days later and say, oh, I enjoyed that message. I said, I sure would like to hear that right after I preach. But I had to fight through it and just realize somebody got something out of it because God's the one that spoke it. And so sometime again, you have to begin to just learn how to praise God. And it's going to lift you out of that issue. And again, Derek Prince said after he learned that principle, he was able, praise God, because you said one of the challenges you had in ministry, even though God used them, people, demons are coming out of folk, people are being saved from all kinds of situations. He's seeing dead raised to life, lame walking, praise God, the dumb, talking, all kinds of things happening in ministry. And here the devil is giving the man depression. But he had to learn how to give God praise. All right, we're about done, y'all. What's my next one, hon? That's it. It's the last one, y'all. I think.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
How many times am I going to bless him?
All times.
What, all time?
All times.
I mean, no, just when I feel good.
All times.
When things are going like I want to go.
All times.
When I got money in the bank.
All times.
I will bless the Lord at all times. Read.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That means a ongoing praise. In the midst of situation and circumstance, I'm going to praise him anyhow. It's going to be there. And if you go to the background of Psalms and find what was happening in David's life, it was one of the worst times ever for David. He was going through so much at that time. Praise God, family messing up. Son trying to kill him, this, that, and the other going on. But he said, I made up my mind. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Read on, Sister Mitchell.
My soul shall make her boast in the Lord.
I'm going to make my boast not in me, but in the Lord.
The humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
They're going to be happy. The humble will be happy to hear, be blessing God properly. Read on, Sister Mitchell.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Oh, come on, let's magnify the Lord together. Let's magnify the Lord with me. And let's exalt his name together. Read on.
I sought the Lord and he heard me.
Uh-huh.
And delivered me from all my fears.
He delivered me from all my fears when I sought him. Praise God. When I began to seek after the Lord. Praise God. He helped me. He caused me to see. Praise God. He's on my side. Go ahead.
They looked unto him.
Uh-huh.
And were lightened.
Uh-huh.
And their faces were not ashamed.
They looked on him and the load became lighter. And their faces were not ashamed. Read on it.
This poor man cried.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord heard him.
The Lord heard the poor man when he cried. Read.
And saved him out of all his troubles.
And then he saved and brought him out of all his troubles. Read, honey.
The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him.
He's what? He's encamped around about you that fear him.
And
trust him.
Them.
Praise God. And deliver them. He is there for you, sweetheart. He's all around you. Read on, hon.
Oh, taste and see.
Uh-huh.
That the Lord is good.
Come on, let's get a little Jesus. Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
And blessed is the person who puts his trust in God. Read.
Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints.
Come on, fear it. Reverence God. That's what the word fear is talking about. I'm not talking about being scared of God, but reverence the Lord. Fear the Lord, every one of his saints. Mm-hmm.
For there is no want to them that fear him.
There's no lack to those that reverence God. There's no lack. Praise God. God's going to make sure you have what you need. You may not have what you want all the time, but baby, you're going to have what you need. Praise God. You may not be able to go to Ruth Chris, praise God, and eat. Praise God, a steak. But guess what? God will help you, praise God, to get some hamburger at home. Read on.
The young lions do lack and suffer hunger.
See, the lions, they lack and they suffer hunger.
But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing.
But those that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. If you don't have it yet, it's because it's not good enough for you. Glory to God. Now, sisters, if any of y'all single in the house, praise God, and you're not married yet, praise God, and look like everybody around you, your friends, praise God, you've been in this wedding. In fact, you've been a bridesmaid in weddings. And you this, that, and the other. And you want, when is my turn? Your turn is coming when God finds somebody good enough for you.
Amen.
Now, everybody's not good enough for you.
Amen.
Everybody, praise God, can't handle you.
Amen.
You too much for somebody to handle. Glory to God. I'm talking about in a nice way. Praise God. Everybody can't take, praise God, your frankness and your truth. Everybody can't handle the truth. Some men won't just tell, honey, you so sweet. And some men mean, no, you ain't doing right. How you think the Lord's helping me in 46 years? My wife ain't always patted me on the back. My wife had told me, that ain't right. You ain't doing right, Royce. It ain't Bishop, it ain't Apostle. It's Royce. I mean, you need to straighten up. Because now I do open the doors for her. I just like doing that for women, open the doors for them. Praise God. But guess what? If I run around and open up every woman's door but her, she's going to have a problem.
Amen.
I mean, one time, you know, I just like to compliment people. I'm complimenting. Well, that's a beautiful dress you got on, sister. That's a small one. I ain't said nothing to her. And we're on our way home. And she mad as a junkyard bulldog. I'm thinking, but what's wrong with her? Darlene, I don't even know. What did I do? I said, you want to go to eat? Nah. I said, well, hey, that's okay. Save my money, y'all. But I still, but here, Alan, here's the tricky part. I thought I was spiritual. She all mad for no reason. I'm a spiritual man. I'm giving myself a bunch of praises and glories, et cetera, et cetera. And you know, it lasts more than a day here, this anger. But I'm just all over there. Jesus, I love you. Hallelujah. Finally, Jesus set me down. And let me see what the problem was. Now, you don't run around and give everybody a compliment but your wife. How do you think she felt behind that? I'm thinking about Jesus. I never thought about it. You know, she know I think she pretty. That's why I married her, because she was pretty. And she's smart. Hey, hey. And she kind. Hey, hey. But now she need to hear that from time to time. I give Andre much props. I think he saw the good and bad of me. But I appreciate the way he, praise God, praises Devin and talks about Devin. And I'm going to start doing it better too. Sister Mitchell, you pretty, and I love you. I did tell her that. I like you in that red and black, girl. You're looking good. But it's time, praise God, that we look around and see sometimes folk are upset, praise God, because you done made them upset. Praise, it's not because you're so spiritual and they're not. Praise God, so you find out, hey, there's some ways that you need to do that. And again, praise God, sisters, praise God, it sometimes it's good to be alone. Glory to God. Until you find somebody suitable for you. Because every man's not going to compliment you. Glory to God. Well, that's another story. Go ahead, Brihan. We get done.
Come, ye children, hearken unto me.
Listen to me.
I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
I'll teach you how to reverence God. Read on.
What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days?
Read.
That he may see good.
Uh-huh.
Keep thy tongue from evil.
Come on, stop talking. Stop talking so much. Praise God. Saying everything that comes to your little bitty brain. Keep your tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Don't get in every conversation. Glory to God. Facebook. Because I'm old school, so I don't get on Facebook a whole lot. I try to get on when I see somebody's birthday, and I always try to give people a birthday shout out. And sometimes I miss that, and it's a week before I see it. I say, God bless you, happy birthday, sir, I'm late. So I try to do that. But just always posting and saying what's on you. Keep some of the stuff that's in your mind. Keep it to yourself.
Amen.
You might want to hear all the stuff in your head. Praise God. Keep your tongue. Stop talking so much from evil in your lips and speaking guile. Go to the next verse, honey.
Depart from evil.
Get away from evil. Start doing some good.
Seek peace and pursue it.
Come on, go after some peace and pursue it. Read.
The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous.
Uh-huh.
And his ears are open unto their cry.
He sees you and he's listening to you. Read.
The face of the Lord is against them that do evil.
And he's against those that are doing the evil.
To cut off the remembrance of them from the earth.
He's going to cut them off, baby. Read.
The righteous cry and the Lord heareth.
When the righteous are crying, God hears you.
And delivereth them out of all their troubles.
And he's going to deliver you out of all your troubles.
The Lord is nigh to them that are of a broken heart.
Now he's nigh to you when your heart is breaking.
And saveth such as be of a contrite spirit.
A contrite spirit is a spirit, praise God, that's easily shaped. Read.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous.
You're going to go through a lot when you're righteous.
But the Lord delivereth him out of them all.
But God's going to deliver you out of them all. Praise God. Because he wants you to be identifiable folk. Praise God. The church sometimes, guess what? We have to continue to seek God. Because we'll get lifted up. Glory to God. When you were poor and didn't have nothing, you're so sweet and kind. Now you live on the house on the hill. Praise God. And you don't even want nobody coming to your house. What happened to you? What happened to that sweet and kind attitude you have? God wants you to be open, praise God, at all times. Understanding how to love on folk. He'll let you go through some things and to help you know how to identify with those who are hurting. Read.
He keepeth all of his bones.
Uh-huh.
Not one of them is broken.
Now that was a prophetic thing. It's talking about Jesus on the cross. They normally broke the bones of those, but they didn't break his bones. Praise God, they couldn't do that. Read.
Evil shall slay the wicked,
uh-huh.
And they that hate the righteous shall be desolate.
They're going to be desolate. Don't worry about the enemies, honey. They coming to an end. This is the last verse.
The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servant.
He redeems the soul of his servant.
And none of them that trust in him shall be desolate.
Nobody that trusts in God is going to be desolate. Let's stand to our feet and give God some good praise in his house. Hallelujah. Say this. Let's say, Lord, I'm going to be up to 10%. Coming back to give you thanks. Now, my Father, in Jesus' name, God, as we stand in your presence, thank you for everyone that's here on today, God. Everyone that made their way out, let nobody's coming be in vain. God, those, God, who are watching us, God, by TV or Facebook, however they're viewing us, God, the live audience, anybody who's not saved, we're saying to you today to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Saying to God that you want him in your life. If you're going through even thinking about backsliding, thinking about quitting, thinking about giving up, I say to you today, don't throw in the towel. You're going to win this fight because it's a fixed fight and really you've already won. Give God praise. Thank him for everything. Begin to give him, praise God, the praises due his name. And Lord, we speak to those who are sick among us, anybody going through, God, anybody, again, God, that's watching us live, I speak to the sickness in their body, and I speak in your name that they are whole, that they're healed from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you, God. Amen. All right, I'm done.